Chairperson, we are down to 1, 2, 3, 4. We are down to 6 names, and we hope that the ANC will assist us so that we can get to the 5. Irene Chanley, Libby Lloyd, Dr. Ramphele, Leslie Sidibe, Suzanne Ford, Van Sale Clubbard. Irene Chanley, Libby Lloyd, Dr. Ramphele, Leslie Sidibe, Suzanne Ford, Van Sale Clubbard.
You are not helping us. You know, to make a choice between Dr. Ramphele and Sanjay Sabat is like choosing between two angels. Which angel do we choose? We were hoping that you could streamline that. Stefan de Ver.
So do you want us to look at the three and between us come down to two, and then we can move on? Do I understand you correctly?
I'd like to also hear Mr. Van der Berg first, and then Mr. Kolwane, because I think he's got a view to express on Dr. Mzimkulu.
Yes, sir, we just want to make sure if the ANC will make a move to put in the three candidates and allow the IFP, the ID, the COPE, and the DA to get two candidates on the board. So I just want to make sure if the ANC is in any mean and in position or prepared to make that move, so that we can sort of go out of this committee and say, we've got consensus between all the political parties. The ANC is the majority. They got three candidates on the board, and between all the opposition parties, we get two. So, if you can get an answer on that, if there's any bereidwilligheid, what is the English word for willingness to make a move on that? Thank you, sir.
You see, what I'm trying to get from you is that you've got two names in the head. Now, can you bring it down to one so that they can say, all right, we're considering one name now? Because we're agreeing on one name from the opposition, that's Suzanne Force. I think that's what we are saying here, am I right? You are not saying that.
No, our understanding is that we had to break and come up with two names that the opposition would be pleased to, that the opposition would be happy with. And we got as far as three, and we're presenting those three to you.
Yeah, but that's what I'm trying to get at. You see, from what I hear Patricia saying, you are supporting Suzanne Force, all of you. Okay. So we are asking now for you to say, is it Dr. Ramphele or Dr. Van Zyl Slabbert? Then they go to the ANC and say, can you go in caucus and decide whether you can give in or you can't give in? But you can't say give in, and then you must still choose which of the two. What are we giving in to? Because it boils down to a name then.
Mr. Chairperson, can I request a very quick caucus about that then? Because we came in from the complete other side.
Okay.
2 seconds.
Khadeli.
Thank you, Chair. We need to be able to find commonality on issues. Before we break to the caucuses, we had a common agreement in terms of Irene Chanley, Ibi Lloyd, and Leslie Sidibe. it wasn't it wasn't ANC proposition. It was an agreement of all of us. Consensus. That's why I want to bring it to Mr. Farrell. It was a thing ANC is coming with three and then the other two. We must be able to clarify that. That's it's a common consensus. It's not ANC three names, but it's a common consensus. That's why we said on the two names that you don't agree upon, must go on caucus. So those are the issues that you can be able to debate further.
No, but I'm saying that we've got now consensus on the fourth name, is Suzanne Force.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So what were you caucusing about then?
Chairperson.
What were you caucusing about?
Chairperson, we actually said we came up with the three names. If you want to, then we can go back and decide we'd rather come back with two names. If the ANC is fine, then we would, we would really like to place those names before the committee and hear if they would be fine with that. Thank you, Chair.
Now, you see, I think we are at a point where you must put the cards straight on the table. You can't, because you're asking us now to give you a mandate or to go back to our principals and say, look here, we are agreeing on three. We've got a fourth name. We're quite clear what the ANC and the ANC is now, but we've got a fourth name that we're not too keen to relinquish either. But then we must go and say, we must choose one of the three. And they'll say, which one of the three from the opposition side? Is it Suzanne Force? Is it this one? Is it that one? And we say, no, but it's still going to caucus that. No, you must give us a name.
Okay, can I ask? You see what we looked at. Yes, there's agreement on the three names, but they said the three names were nominated by the ANC, and we agree with the ANC on those three names. So we look at the names nominated by the opposition parties, and that may be where the we're talking past each other. And when we now had to look at the names of nominated by the opposition parties, that's why we came up with the three, because we thought we would give the ANC three and let the ANC also have a say in a choice in the three. But we also said that if there's a need for us to bring the three down to two, we'll ask the chairperson for a caucus and we bring the three down to two. That is how we were trying to facilitate.
Giovanni, what is it? Do you want to pronounce on the fourth name?
Chair, we also went out and have a discussion, Chair. And also go back so that we make sure ourselves that as we have made an undertaking that we don't want people who are sort of being political active in the structures or in the ANC and so on. Now, we went back, Chair, and checked the issue of Professor Mzungu, because it has been raised sharply by the DA that Professor is also politically active, in particular because partly of where he is around the political science. But, Chair, we must just put it to the House that we are comfortable, and now we know that the Professor or Dr. Mzungu is not politically active in the ANC. But the only problem is that it's in a political science in a university. I don't think that on its own makes him to be politically active in any structures and so on. So I think, Chair, based on that, is that we are still continuing, Chair, with the view that we want to put the best people in the interest of the country, not people who are seen to be aligned with the African National Congress, but men and women will be able, one, to go in, Chair, in the SABC, interimly so, to deal with these major issues which they need to be attended to. And secondly, Chair, also, I think we must now also bring this new aspect, Chair, in this discussion, that the Act is talking about the maximum 6 months. Now, Chair, it does not mean that we can appoint these people for 6 months. If in that process, Chair, we are able to finalize the appointment of the board, Chair, we will do that and appoint the board so that we've got the board which is fully functional and going on and so on. We are also not looking, Chair, to complete the 6 months. If we are able to manage the process shorter than that ourselves, we'll be able to do that so that we've got the board which is going to be there solid for 5 years in subsection and so on. So, Chair, I think what we are doing here is just to put people, Chair, will be able to run. But because the other thing, Chair, is that the difficulty, if you put a person, will have some challenges in understanding what is happening there. That on its own, Chair, my work against achieving what we want to achieve. Because currently the SABC is waiting to take a major decision in terms of how to move forward and so on. So we also look people who can just go in, Chair, and be able to move fast as they can, just hit the road running. You normally say that in your wedding that people must hit the road running. So that's the people we are looking for, Chair. But we must confirm now, Chair, that the professor is not anyway politically active in the structures of the organization and so on. But with that view, Chair, we're saying we think that whatever discussion which is engaged, although they must also consider that name of professor.
Enjoy.
Thank you, Chair. And I think I concur with you that the two new names that have there is no decision on it. It's either the name of Dr. Ramphele and Dr. Flabret. But I thought that there was a commonality on Irene Chanley, Libby Lloyd, Leslie Fetive, and Suzanne Voss. And then, of course, there had been a question mark on Dr. Mtimkulu now that we have had a presentation from the ANC that the opposition wanted a request that there should be a reconsideration of that one. But from the look of things, therefore, if the ANC says it is proposing very firmly four names, the only one name which has commonality among those names is that one of force to add to make them five.
As far as I can see. You want to go? How many minutes? 10 minutes? Can I bring the lifetime down now?
And Chairperson, I mean, we also accept that, you know, we have to move quickly on this because of the situation, the SABC, and names that's falling off today. When we go to the permanent appointment of board, you know, there's another opportunity to nominate people again. So we also want to see a solution to this.
Let me say, you know, 6 months, today is what, the 2nd of July. 6 months is already 2nd of January. If we want a board, a permanent board in place, the parliamentary process will have to be completed before we rise this year. You know, so if we're talking about rising around about mid-November, I don't even know what the program looks like. Realistically, we're talking about 3.5-4 months, because by the time we advertise, it will take another week or two to start the advertising process. So we're looking at a very short-term appointment. And I want to say this much. All the people who have been nominated, without exception, are people of high stature. They are well-known in our society. All of them enjoy, you know, high sort of public support and acceptance. I don't think that's why I said, when I use the expression, you're making us choose between two angels. Very difficult. Because then you have to drop one, and then you're making inadvertently you're making a statement against another or something like that. These are all very good, high caliber people. But I think we must remember we've got a second bite at the cherry, and it's going to be a big bite. There will be a second round, and we've got more room to play with. There are 12 spaces. There are 12 spaces there, and I think it gives us a much more elbow room than we have at the moment. Yeah, at the moment we've got very limited room. So I'm also appealing that, look, if we've got broad consensus on three, well, complete consensus on three, significant consensus, to use a CODESA term, on Suzanne Force, all right, then do we want to fight over the last one? So let's give you 10 minutes to come back and then see whether you can, we can agree on the first name. It's not a, for me, really, it's not a life and death matter, because I understand this to be a very short-term arrangement. I think the real issue is about the permanent board.
Can I add, Chair, that the second bite of the cherry will also have cream, so...
We're going to keep the edges. You
bring all your collective
experience.
Well, I think the problem is that we don't understand.
We were just thinking what was the question of the name.
I take your salary and you can take mine. You're going to lose all the way.
Hey, with your job,
partner.
For the record, Ms. Dillane, for the record, please. I'm available.
Take my salary then.
What's your
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic.